Well, it's time to be the flagrant ones. And I am Flagrant Haze. And Carl is here.
Flagrant Carl is here.
And who else is here? Come on.
I haven't decided.
Come on.
What my name will be when I'm being a flagrant one. I told you that I didn't have time to pick one out. I told you that already. That I haven't decided if I should be. I guess the obvious thing would be to be flagrant Sean. Well, don't say it when I didn't say it. I didn't say yours when you were saying it.
Don't say it over me. Well, I'm saying the obvious one. I'm not saying which one you are.
I'm saying the obvious one. I'm saying the obvious one.
Okay, but you were saying you weren't going to be it.
I was saying it was one of the ones I was considering.
Don't spray it over him.
Yeah, don't spray it. I asked for the news, not the weather.
Okay.
And really, I asked for the sports.
Which means is a kick what to we the do. Balls.
What's the other one? What's your other possibility?
Well, first I wanted to find some way to do like an alliteration just because I thought like Flagrant Frank doesn't make any sense because I'm not named Frank, but that would have been good for me. Flagrant Flula, no way that could be me. People would think it's Flula Borg.
Who asked us to be on this show. And
yeah.
It would have been a good idea for us to take him up.
Would have helped. He has a huge fan base.
He's on NFL Network top 10.
Flula Borg?
Yeah.
What do you mean he's on it?
They always have commentators talking about the like top 10 most exciting catches. Like,
and he's
saying, where they do like I Love the 80s basically, but just with like sports moments.
Yeah, basically.
And he's saying like, wow, he's really catching that one.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, but he knows a lot about American football, which
leads me to believe he's a fraud. Maniac.
Yeah.
Don't nobody in Germany know that much about American football.
I was over there and they didn't really want to talk about it.
No, they didn't.
In München.
Immunity?
We have a lot to do this episode, and this one is really important. But, Carl, do you think
they want to know the name of it?
Sure.
Of the show?
Sure.
Yeah. I bet they do. So I'll say it now.
Okay.
You are now listening to the Flagrant Ones. I'm Flagrant.
What about sports, Sean?
Sports, Sean.
It's not alliteration. Mm.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is not. It's flagrant, two different sounds.
Flagrant Clem Doodle.
You have a song, Carl?
I do. See if you can guess who this is about. Walking around, feelings by myself, not had so much time to sit and think about myself, and there he was, like a gray cloud in the sky. Yeah, there he was, gray jeans on both his thighs. I smell bass and Andy hair. Who's that sitting in Hayes' chair? Who's that slapping devious licks in my direction? But it is surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah. This is surely the great king. Yeah. Wanna take this?
Yeah, mama,
first?
This must be the great king. Hanging around, making flagrant ones, and he has so much to say right up until we record. Yeah, there he was, talking my ear off. Yeah, there he was, asking annoying questions. I smell bass and Andy. Hey. Who's that sitting in Hayes's chair?
I have a new verse for this one.
Who's that capping devious pods in my direction? Oh, this surely is a drinking. Yeah. Yeah, Daddy, this surely is great king. Yeah. Yeah, Mama, this must be great king.
Boom, 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 boom. There's not a third one.
You need a. You want to do the bridge? We don't let you do the bridge.
Do the bridge.
No, no. I don't want to anymore.
All right.
It's the show.
We finally exposed that before we record. Andy just won't shut the fuck up. Like, and then the second the mic's on, we'll be like, Andy, you have anything? Any Grey King news? And he'll be like,
He holds the mic for the whole episode, I guess, get a workout. It's certainly not to talk into.
I mean, I'd love something in between where he talked a normal amount on the podcast and a normal amount before, instead of right up until before he just fucking is going off. Like, and another thing at Disney happened today, and then and at Star Wars World, when I was there, I saw the freaking pernicious Crom or whatever the fuck.
You can buy toys of him.
Salacious. Now you asked,
Salacious Crom,
yeah. Now you asked Andy for a year, Carl, and he said 2002.
Yeah.
And that is not the year that the song is from.
I still ended up picking this first year, which is the year that he frequently goes to.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like that was the year he graduated high school and he's not telling us about it.
Which one? 98?
Last time you said that, someone thought that was, they're like, Andy's old.
That's the year Andy was first married.
That was my first, yeah. When I had my first kid.
I'm old as shit, man.
Yeah, your kid's 21 now. He just got drafted.
It's time to hang it up. Podcasting's a young man's game. It's time to hang it up for me and Andy.
They did a one-man draft because they thought it would be good for Andy's son.
His name is Gary, sir.
They were basically like, they pulled the troops out of Syria, and then they were like, okay, well, we could just Andy's 21-year-old
son.
Could
take care of it.
You can't take my son, Gary, sir.
I get it.
Gary Sinise.
Yeah, that's cool.
Gary, so.
Gary Sinise, right?
What a week in the NBA. And the
fucking shit's starting to go nuts.
It's there back.
Is so much news. It's back.
NBA is back.
It is.
Enough talk.
The preseason. Did anyone have any stories from watching preseason basketball?
I saw all the big plays. I saw the Markelle Fultz gamble looks like it could majorly pay off.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw Zion just dunking baskets.
Yeah, he's a man. He was on one.
And I seen Ben Simmons hit a 3-point shot.
Yes. Yes. And I saw Embiid was like freaking out about it. And everyone's like, oh, he's so nice. But I thought he was actually doing it in kind of a mean way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very patronizing.
It was patronizing.
If I were Ben Simmons, I would say, fuck all of you. Fuck all the fans. I'm never doing this again. Just like.
He tweeted, today was a day Ben Simmons finally joined the NBA.
Who tweeted that? Embiid?
Embiid.
That's oh my God.
So fucked up.
That's so fucking mean. Stole that
from Megan Amram.
Yeah, he must be an AM fan.
Oh, okay.
An AM fan? He's an AM stan?
He must be part of the AM fam. I saw that too. I saw everyone freaking out of the bar. Why is everyone like watching the preseason game at that bar? Was that fake? No, it was real.
I don't know.
Did you see the video?
No.
There's this bar with like hundreds of people. What's wrong?
I don't watch that stuff.
You don't watch
the bar video? What?
It's just a video. What do you mean you watch that stuff? It's not part of any kind of genre.
Oh, yeah, right. This is the kind of shit you talk about all the time.
What? What's one other time I've talked about something
some
like that?
Video? Oh, please. Now I got to go into
other
examples.
Time. Yes.
There's so many.
No, not examples.
So many
one example.
That I can't come up with one.
Well, that's what you watch to go to sleep at night, right?
It's like, give me an example of a drop of water in the ocean. It's like the whole fucking thing is that. Name one greatest sand on the beach.
Keep going. Keep going, you son of a bitch. Oh.
And we're watching the Dodger game, and Carl promised he wouldn't get distracted.
No, but that was a good one, though.
He almost hit the home run.
He almost hit the home run. That was a good one.
And that was going to end the game.
That was going to do it for us.
A lot of stuff happened. Oh, and he bonked the guy in the head. Did you see that one?
Yes. And that I
Marcus
watched.
Marcus Morris.
Marcus Morris freaking clown on him, hit him in the head.
Was Justin Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And made him eat the basketball. Yeah.
I think hit him twice, or like almost got him with his full elbow.
And he was playing clean defense. I was like, are you just mad that he's guarding you?
He must have been mad about something else.
He had to be. Something crawled up his head.
And just fully with both hands.
Yeah.
What a mean guy. Very funny to have.
And then
him
just
there.
Starts like, you know, stares him down for a second and then just starts walking off the court like, no, like he's like obviously gonna get thrown out.
Insane.
And Knick fans are high fiving him for it. Just like, you guys are so dumb.
The Knicks are back.
And this is the same week that Kevin Durant was just like, the Knicks are not cool and young players do not remember. We're not alive in a time when the Knicks were ever good.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Kevin Durant is a year older than me. And I was like, I do remember like the NBA on NBC, the Knicks at the Pacers. Like, I remember that. I'm Marv Albert, that shit. But like, no, the Knicks, like.
He's a year older than you?
Yeah.
I think he was talking about the actual young heads in the
league. Yeah, like the young, like they don't. If you're born in 1999, you've never seen the Knicks good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy wears an oven mitt when he plays baseball.
It's for sliding. Mm.
So I watched that.
I put on that mitt when I slide into the DMs. But the text looks all fucked up.
Yeah.
So instead of saying you up, it says Mzapadu.
Hayes is speaking like a secret twin language with all his DM partners. So I seen that video and I'm seeing that Markel Fultz gamble really possibly paying off.
Yes.
And I'm thinking
he's on one.
I had a chance to pick Orlando and I went with Sacramento and I'm feeling the fool. And we'll see what happens in the season.
Who ended up with Orlando? I forget. Was it me again?
I think maybe Owen got him.
Oh, yeah. That's probably right. Yeah. They and were so good for me last year. I was so happy.
I regretted it immediately, but then I went, oh, well. Should we say who we think will make the playoffs? Should we each pick 8 teams for the playoffs in each conference? It's about to start like next week, right? It's
maybe sure, but let's just like scratch off the obvious teams in both conferences. So what are the ones we all agree on?
Oh yeah, okay.
In the East, Bucks, Sixers.
Bucks, Sixers.
Celtics.
Raptors, yeah.
Pacers
will do it. Think a sleepy
But this is where I mean there's arguments to be made. Like Brooklyn made it last year and they've got Kyrie, so they should just straight up be better. So Brooklyn should be a no-brainer.
I think Brooklyn we all agree on.
But then Pacers, you know, was they're playing the whole season without Oladipo, right? He's not near recurring.
Yeah, but I think we all agree that they are also going to be back.
They'll be better. Do you think the Pistons will be back?
So now that is the question.
Orlando or Detroit?
And who replaces the Pistons if they're not back?
Mm-hmm. I think Orlando will be back in the playoffs.
I think so, too.
They were 6 seed last year. Other teams have gotten better around them, but I think they'll probably be like a 7 seed this year.
I mean, so then the East is Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Boston, Orlando,
Toronto.
One more?
Two more.
Indiana.
Okay, one more.
One more.
I guess that's Detroit,
that's
right?
That's got to be Detroit.
Yeah, because then it absolutely falls off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte, I mean, then it's like
Charlotte, that's what I'm Atlanta. To think. Is there any other even like team that would be a surprise
Charlotte,
team?
Atlanta, New York.
Atlanta, no way. New York, no way.
Washington, no way.
Yeah. Atlanta, way. Not yes way.
Oh, Miami.
Oh, yeah, Miami. We're forgetting about Miami. Okay. Atlanta, no way.
Miami over Detroit.
I
think so.
I think Miami is going to be solid.
Yeah, Miami's going to be good.
Yeah, at least win the 40
games. Do you think there's any chance that Toronto will have some major slippage without Kawhi?
Yeah.
I mean, they played, they had a winning record without him anyway. Yeah. So, and Pascal Siakam is good and will be back.
Pascal Siakam.
And they were without Ananobi for a lot of last
Before
year.
He
he's
like
good.
Rides in here on a drone and flies out.
I wish he would.
Scraper bike.
He's going to mess up your ceiling.
He never touches the sides of the wall, like anything.
He knows how to do that shit good. He knows how to drive that drone good.
Okay, so, you know, this wasn't the topic today, but I did think we should do that before the season starts so we can look back and go, I can't believe we didn't realize that.
Yeah. So now we have to do in the West.
In the West. Okay, so the two LA teams,
yes. We
put them in there pretty mm-hmm. easily.
Utah. Houston.
Denver.
Portland.
Golden State.
Golden State. That's seven.
Okay.
And that eighth seed.
That eighth seed, people will be talking about Dallas.
Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, but like...
Look, out of respect for Joe Mandy, who was on last week. Did you listen to Joe Mandy's episode, Carl?
No.
Carl. You didn't have time. You have to.
You didn't have time.
We never found out what you were doing.
I did a good song about Minnesota for Joe Mandy that I think you would
have
liked.
Damn, awesome. I should listen to it. I didn't have time. My flight was only 3 hours and 30 minutes.
What'd you listen to instead?
L.A. Meekly, baby. Which I want to shout out.
It was a good episode. Okay, so let's say who we each think the eighth seed will be.
Okay.
From that group. Or which one will make the playoffs from that
mm-hmm.
group. Carl, who do you think it is?
I'm going to rock with my boys, the Pelicans.
That's a fun pick.
Yeah. Zion is just so damn good.
He is.
He's on my team, my fake team.
I think I will take Dallas.
Okay. Then I will take.
Is that stupid? No.
It's smart. It's but
cool.
I will take then. I mean, I guess I've already banked on Sacramento. Am I going to double fuck myself?
Sacramento is the one that I think is going to do it. But I'm taking New Orleans out of principle.
Well, I'll just take Sacramento. Yeah.
Okay. We do have to talk about like the big news of the week in the league, which is that Daryl Morey he posted a meme, an image that said like free Hong Kong, and he was like supporting the protesters. And Adam Silver, he got in huge trouble. He had to apologize. Adam Silver put out a statement saying, like, we support free speech, but, don't do that anymore, please. Steve Curry and Greg Popovich both were, like refused to
Trump
comment on
him.
It. Yes,
Trump
he
made
did.
Fun of Steve
he
Kerr.
He said Steve Kerr was, like, a little boy.
He didn't make fun of Pop, though.
No, he was like, Popovich, same thing. I mean, he actually looked kind of cool.
Yeah. He said he seemed less scared.
Yeah, he was what he said for people who didn't see it is Trump. They went like, what do you think about this? And Trump went like, Steve Kerr, he looked like a scared little boy. He was scared. He was, I don't know what to say. I'm not allowed to answer it. I don't know. He's like, Popovich, same thing. I mean, he didn't look scared.
he didn't look as scared as Steve.
And then Joe Tsai put out a statement about how you have to respect Chinese sovereignty and the opium wars he talked about and like other stuff like that.
Have we ever talked about the conspiracy theory that Greg Popovich was a spy, like a government spy?
No, I didn't even know about that.
There, I think Ramona Shelbourne was saying it on a podcast once or something where she was like, well, there's a huge window of his life that we know
I was
going to
say, I don't know anything.
There's like
what was he
but
doing
he's,
before
he's
he
fluent in Russian.
Whoa.
And there's like, and he has this weird, calm, like sense of gratitude about his job and this like insane, like militant organization thing. And so it just, it's like, oh, this guy might have been like a CIA operative.
Yeah.
That was what she was positing. She's like, there's this like chunk of time where we don't know what he was doing.
And she said that's her theory or
yeah,
other,
she was like, I believe he was a spy. I think that he was a spy.
I could believe that because people don't fuck with him.
That's
like
right.
People don't like, he's,
well, that's what I thought of when Trump was like, and Popovich too. And then he's then like, almost as if he was remembering something he knew about Popovich to be like, actually he looked cool.
he didn't look as scared.
He wasn't scared. He's not scared. Cause it's like, no, he is not scared.
So we do want to sort of address this topic generally, and yeah, like the idea of free speech.
Yes, and how, being political.
Yes, and how it is of vital importance, like even in sports. And
especially in sports podcasts, especially in subscription premium ones.
And I saw like they said on other networks, like, oh, you're not allowed to like talk about this. Like, do not engage with it. But we are going to talk about it on this show and talk about like, yes, should Daryl Morey be essentially extradited to China and possibly like face execution for what he did. Like, I think this is like something that we have to get into. I think he should. So here's what I think. He should be sent there, but he should face a fair trial in China, but he should be handed over to the Chinese government.
Yeah. I guess what I would say is when China spanks your ass with a big honking smash, that's a Morey.
Right. So you're saying he should be sent there and be
caned like Michael Fay was in Singapore. Okay. I understand they're different countries.
Okay.
But I do remember when Michael Fay did graffiti in Singapore, he got caned on the butt with a bamboo cane.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all just moved on with our lives.
Everyone ended up being fine.
They felt good. He felt obviously sore, but ultimately he was okay. And I think the U.S. was able to negotiate down. He had like two less canes than he was initially supposed to be sentenced
to. That was the right thing to do. This is the right thing to do.
Send him over there?
To be smashed in the butt with a cane.
Mm-hmm. I think.
And maybe a giant ping pong paddle. He is a big ping pong enthusiast.
So that could be fun.
Daryl Morey talks about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not the same.
But they would use the other grip.
Like Penhold?
Yes.
I think we should send Dennis Rodman over there.
Okay. That's someone who might be able to settle it.
Yeah.
At least let Dennis tell you get China, the information.
China, let me tell you something. See, there are more. See, China, let me tell you something. See, Daryl Morey, China, come on.
No come on. Refs. There'd be no refs involved.
Mm-hmm. No, okay, okay.
That's what he likes most about international diplomacy.
Yeah, that's fine. No refs.
No refs.
No refs.
Have you seen Double Team?
And so, out of respect for this conversation and what's happening with Daryl, did you see Stephen A. Smith, that clip today from First Take?
No.
What he was like. So I must point out that there's something called Israel and Palestine.
Whoa. And then
Max Kellerman made the exact same face that you just made. And he said, and I don't see people from outside the Jewish community commenting on that.
I can't believe this.
And it was like, you don't?
Did we lose?
Yeah,
Grand Slam,
we don't get another chance.
No, we do. I mean, they're at home, so they got a chance to come back.
And they
but it looks like it's freaking over. And Howie Kendrick did it to him.
But they have.
And he used to play for us. You fucking traitor, Howie Kendrick.
That is crazy,
Howie Kendrick. You fucking traitor
in L.A. right in front of Maverick Carter. Oh no, everyone is so sad. And there's
people crying. Was that Greg Walter? Was that Three Arts manager Greg Walter crying in his Dodgers cap?
It's all Clayton Kershaw's fault.
It is Kershaw's fault. That's true.
I'm just telling you what it looked like I saw. I think it was Dom Dierkes' Three Arts manager, Greg really? Walter, crying in a backwards
Everyone's
baseball
cap. Leaving. Oh my God. Oh, no. And this was supposed to be a team of destiny.
You know what, though? If we give this one up, I am much happier losing here than I am in the World Series again.
Okay.
Guys, do you think Maverick Carter reaction to the Dodgers getting their butt spanked? That's a Morey. I know that you didn't tune in for basketball, and certainly if you tuned in for baseball, you didn't want to hear us just reacting to video we were watching that you can't see.
Well, fuck them. Okay, that's my political statement.
Okay, Carl,
now that's the one thing that that is totally out of bounds.
Now, politically, outside of this, obviously very sticky wicket.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey, Hong Kong, China.
Yeah.
Is there anything you feel needs to be discussed regarding the NBA and
some political
international
stuff?
Politics?
International politics?
Global.
Okay. I'll say this is more of like a domestic issue.
Oh, yeah.
They should say if the basketball is a boy or a girl or whatever.
And hey, just pick.
Whatever. I don't care what it is.
But let's say. So
I don't care if you're black or white or red or blue or like whatever. Like,
I don't give a shit if you got three heads and you live on the moon.
Listen.
But tell me what you are before you get thrown in the hoop.
Yes.
Y'all wildin'. Both of y'all wildin' right now.
Excuse me.
You don't agree with that.
Gender should not matter. Gender of the ball.
I said it doesn't matter what it is.
I don't care what it is, they but just tell me what say. It is.
And why does it have to tell you? Who are you?
And first of all, I didn't say it had to tell me. I said that the league has to make an announcement. They shouldn't make the ball do that. The league should put out a statement tonight. It has to be tonight.
If a statement has not dropped by midnight tonight, today is October 15th. If a statement has not dropped by midnight tonight, I will beat up the league.
Mm-hmm. But everyone is getting caned.
Caned?
Yes.
There'll
Sean
be
will be hurrying the cane.
What it'll is this be like a bamboo Miami whomping you? For the ages.
Who is Michael Fay?
Michael Fay was an American citizen who, while on vacation in Singapore, committed an act of graffiti.
Just one graffitis.
The authorities, he drew the baby from 2001, A Space Odyssey, on someone's Toyota Camry.
Oh, okay.
So he was apprehended by the authorities because it happened under their jurisdiction. They sentenced him to their government's normal punishment for this act, which was they get a big giant bamboo cane and they whip your ass with it.
Nice.
And they sentenced him, to 6 whacks, and the United States negotiated it down to 4. But there was a big hullabaloo at the time of, should we be intervening? Should we be able to get him extradited? Should he, should an American citizen be subject to this type of like corporal punishment or whatever, when that is not what we do here?
I feel like I remember this. I remember this because he was crying, right?
Yeah, he was crying. Yeah. And then his nutsack was whipped fully around. Like when you go over the top on the swing.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Jeez Louise.
To his testicle.
His butt immediately split open and blistered.
It developed a horizontal crack.
So his butt became a crucifix.
Yeah,
so
it now has quadrants.
The vertical crack still.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. It was there, but.
Why would that?
But he had immediately formed a new, shorter, perpendicular crack. And then the next whack created a face, and the next one created feet and arms, and it was Jesus Christ on the cross of his butt.
And does it flower out like a Venus flytrap?
Not exactly.
I don't know.
That's not really how a Venus flytrap.
What am I thinking about? Some evil flower.
Yes. You know what it is? It's more like the dinosaur that killed Wayne Knight in Jurassic Park when it gets
yes.
scared or angry.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking about.
So anyway, that's basically what I'm threatening to do to the NBA if they do not release a statement by midnight tonight.
You will crucify that ass.
Asserting the gender of the basketball. Now, I have my own opinions, obviously. Look, and all of this is just our opinion, man.
Yes.
I'm just a guy. Do I happen to be right? Yes.
And Andy, we know, has a lot of these. And so, yes, you will get to do some as well.
Oh, great. Should the players, and this is something we get asked all the time, should the players be required to smoke branded e-cigs while they're on the court?
I think so.
Yes.
But not Juuls.
No.
No.
Blue.
Blue.
The Stephen
Dorff. It's got to be blue.
It's time to take our take our country back.
We're all adults here. Let's smoke blue e-cigs on the basketball court.
It's time to take our court back.
Because when you really look at the heyday of America, when we were just kicking ass, what's something that was happening? People were smoking e-cigs.
Yes. When think like we want to take it back to 2015.
Mm-hmm. When shit was bumping. Mm-hmm. And people were smoking e-cigs.
Yeah. It's time to take our court back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
on the court.
You should be required to do it on the court. At least one puff per 24-second shot clock.
I think just to like, because like, to save money, it should be the big rigs. I know I suggested the blue, the branded kind.
And that's what I was picturing initially, because I also do think that they what they could do is there's an opportunity to put a nice logo on the side of the big rigs. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Either the team team logo on one side and the brand on the other.
It's not the brand of the e-cig.
No, what I meant by branded was that
pot or whatever it was an advertisement. Huge, is that you can slap
to me it's a little distracting, these patches that they put on the jerseys now.
Yes.
I think that's sort of crass and uncouth.
Mm-hmm.
What I do think would be classy is if there was a big rig fucking e-cig
with the giant tank. Like a Glock.
Mm-hmm.
It's uncouth, and it's also not couth.
Mm-hmm. It's not couth to me at all.
Mm-hmm. Bob Couthy.
Watching Bob Couthy highlights.
And it's we don't usually
get political on here. It's an opinion. Do I happen to have the right opinion? Yeah, because those patches are ugly, and the e-cigs, the big rig ones I'm thinking of that look like a fucking Glock, are sort of beautiful.
I got one.
Oh, good.
But I'm not going to tell you.
Carl. We both went, man.
Tell us a little bit. Okay, tell us just a tiny bit.
All right, Andy, close your ears. I think we've all been in a basketball arena.
Uh-huh.
It's freezing.
And that's proof.
That's proof.
We did the show there.
It's freezing. You did the show there. We went back and took pictures on the court.
It's cold in there.
We have receipts.
It's cold.
It's colder than a polar bear's toenails.
Mm-hmm. Colder than a witch's titty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of the players should be forced, if you will, to wear Hanes brand long johns under their shorts. Because I'm not finna have Kawhi Leonard out here getting sick.
No.
Because his legs is cold.
On my watch.
Not on my watch.
The players are getting sick all the time.
Cool.
Yeah.
And match everybody else and wear these short shorts with nothing in between the end of the short and the beginning of the sock.
Thank you so much.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. No, we want full body long johns.
And not compression pants, because those don't keep you warm.
Mm-hmm.
No, they keep you compressed.
What is it with these ladies walking around with these pants that look like they've got nothing on?
Oh, hey, you wildin', boy, you wildin'.
Hayes is finally starting to say what we talk about off the air. It
doesn't leave much to the imagination, I'll say that.
Excuse me. I hate the term camel toe. Despise it. What an awful term. Mm-hmm. But there's no other word for what I'm seeing in some of these pants.
For them to make you say it is so rude. And it is uncouth.
It is uncouth and it is not couth.
And it's not couth at all.
I think that is so good because the players are getting sick all the time.
Yeah.
This is actually basically, I mean, this is what happened to Kevin Durant. He did hurt his leg, but like the thing that is over, but he is still sick.
He's sick as heck.
And he is sneezing.
He has bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wear Long John t-shirts, the Long John shirts under my Element t-shirts in high school. And under my DC shirts.
Yeah.
And you know how many skaters? Times?
And where the... were there feet on the long johns that you could put in your soap shoes?
No, I did not have.
You have soaps?
No, I didn't wear the pants.
No soaps.
I didn't wear soaps either. I wore Vans.
How'd you grind the curb?
what is it called? I pedal with my, I do it wrong.
Oh, Goofy
Mongo?
Yeah, are you Mongo? You push Mongo?
I push Mongo. I push Goofy. But I can't remember what those terms were. But anyway, you know how many times I tore my ACL back then? Zero.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, zero because warm. It wasn't cold.
It wasn't cold.
Mm-hmm.
It was never cold.
Cold ligaments.
ACL, how about turning the AC down a little
exactly.
bit?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or up.
Up
as the case
meaning
may
the
be.
Thermostat is yeah turn the thermostat up and the AC unit and thermostat are sometimes used interchangeably.
All right, Andy,
I've got one. The ball should be a pumpkin.
No,
Andy, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? We're talking about political stances, not some insane musing of a weirdo. Jesus, that's, this is the kind of shit you talk about before we're on mic.
Yeah. Now, if you had said the ball should be a jack-o'-lantern,
so,
then maybe
okay.
we would have been with
you. Yes, sir. And the candle must be lit inside. If it goes out, time out.
Time out.
That, so now I'm so confused because Andy, before the show, kept asking me if he thought my microwave could fit a pumpkin. And so now I'm wondering if he was like thinking of like putting this into... like implementing this plan somehow tonight, and but why the pumpkin has to be hot.
Why would it go in the microwave? I guess because it's so cold inside the arena. That a hot pumpkin might be easier
to
handle.
But it would smush, or maybe he's like, if it's hot enough now, it'll cool down by the time the actual season starts.
But this is how Deflategate happened.
The football was too hot.
Yes. And when they transferred it out to the cold air, the
this football
natural
is too
gas
hot.
Law. Anyway.
That's it?
That's and your whole it thing. Should be way bigger.
What?
One of the prize winning pumpkins. So yeah. Say that.
Okay.
Like say one of those giant ones. A first prize pumpkin.
A first prize jack-o'-lantern.
If it's a first prize jack-o'-lantern that's too big to fit through the hoop. And the candle has to stay lit the whole time. And if it goes out, time out. Then we're actually having a political discussion about what could happen in the NBA, similar to the Daryl Morey fiasco.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would tweet that meme from the Flagrant Ones account.
Oh, okay.
To,
yes, let's
not
do
even
it.
Worry about the controversy.
Andy, yes, you should post the Hong Kong meme. Andy should post the free Hong Kong meme from the Flagrant Ones account. And we see what happens to Andy.
This guy, they said that it might affect his employment.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might fire him.
Yeah, they might fire him.
We mean
yeah.
this guy. Daryl Morey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was reading an article.
Andy sent me a text earlier that he wants to call this entire segment Hong Kong Fooey.
That's really bad.
Come on, man.
And I was into it until y'all both weren't. And I was like, yeah, me neither.
I guess, well, what was your thing? You wanted to be Hong Kong Hooey, but you wanted to be a picture of Hong Kong Fooey being like, psh.
And then he pitched that, like, he would, that it would be.
Bitch, please.
And then when we rejected that, you pitched that that it would be called, this is a big Hong Kong deal. Like, I guess a big honking deal, which isn't really. Like a phrase, not much of a phrase.
That's, I feel like that one could be like a bumper for the Daily Show. Like, I bet.
But
they
then
would,
didn't yes. you also want it? You wanted to call it Kong Kong and have it be a picture of King Kong being like.
That's did you guys see Skull Island?
Yeah.
Rules.
Eat the octopus.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Cool.
Did that octopus live, do you think?
In the. Oh.
In the movie.
In the...
I know
it sorry, did, what are you asking?
I know in it did life. In real life, but like in the movie, I know it was fake and like for real, but like in the movie, do you think that octopus is alive?
Could he be in the next one?
Mm-hmm.
In Bones Island? It's right below Skull Island. Cross Bones Island. Spooky.
Here's my... Okay, I have something that I have to say.
Uh-oh.
The Men in Black are friends with the NBA players now. They should be allowed to play in the league.
Thanks.
The Men in Black shit?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Agent M. Zed, hello. Can you hear me? I'm Agent M. I could be Agent M. What's that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think that was...
Hello.
Was that Ben Stiller hosting the MTV Movie Awards? Like, asking to be in, like, different ones of the movies?
No, no, no. That was...
Michael Jackson. That's right now, I remember.
Yeah. I guess I agree with this, Hayes, but you're on thin ice, counselor.
Okay.
Are they allowed to use, for instance, a noisy cricket?
Okay.
The tiny gun with the packs a big punch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
During an NBA game? Because I don't think that's fair.
Or if they're erasing the ref's memory every time the other team makes a shot or they miss a shot.
Or the memory of the entire crowd.
Everyone in the crowd. And they hold it up to the camera, which I'll bet they did at the end of the movie. This is a new one that I didn't see. But I'll bet at the end they were like, say, like, okay. Yeah,
make sure to buy another ticket on the way out. Why not, right? You haven't seen it. And erase your memory? Dude, that should be illegal. But that is, yeah.
I bet in some of the reviews they were like, I wish they'd freaking erase my memory after that. That'd be funny to say.
I think that the old version of the Gemini Man should be allowed to play.
Yes.
But the younger version of the Gemini Man should be disqualified.
Mm-hmm.
Disqualified or banned?
Okay.
Yeah.
You want him to start a band?
Yeah. For the NBA. A pep band.
Imagine though, yes, if the two Gemini men, just from how well they know each other's instincts, were faced able off to in the play NBA jazz. Finals. Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh wow.
I mean, Andy knows about this stuff.
Oh, Andy, yeah. Talk about the jazz that the Gemini man would play. If you were able to form,
well, I think they would be able to be really in the pocket. They'd be able to lock in because they're basic, because they know.
Would they accidentally be playing the same notes at all times and just doubling each other up?
And while you tell us this, use jazz phrases. So call us cat daddies. And use jazz.
Yeah, I think. Well, yeah. So jazz daddies, they definitely would be different because, I mean, I don't know anything about the Gemini Man, but as far as I know, one is older, so he probably has more experience in his...
Okay, I don't know anything about the Gemini Man, but here's everything.
That's, I guess, is that the whole thing? Yeah. So he would use his experience to really be able to, like, improvise some really, like, happening hip.
God, Gemini
shit.
Man has been in the works for so long. That trailer came out a long time ago because I do remember during last year's NBA playoffs when Charles Barkley looked at the camera and said, and hey, Will Smith, we're all looking forward to Gemini Man.
That's right. He said, we're rooting for you. Wow, they lost.
Dodgers lost. Well, you know what? I honestly have to say, it feels better right now than it would in the World Series again. Like going to the World Series three times and maybe potentially losing, I don't know. But
and the Astros
Dodgers
are out too.
Fans are damaged. Dodgers fans are damaged. This is what the Red Sox were like.
This is one of the stomach punch losses of all time.
All right, Carl, what's another, like, free speech? And we are doing free speech in here. And what's the political, you say whatever you want.
Okay, you know what? I believe that we shouldn't have trainers
anymore. You don't really grind my gears. Remember that?
You don't really grind my gears. Of course I remember it.
Go ahead.
Don't ask me if I fucking remember it. Of course I fucking remember. Don't ever disrespect me like that. Hey.
How are the new Family Guys? Is Family Guys started up again?
It's back.
Yeah.
First two episodes are pretty good.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What are you thinking about that's making you laugh?
I can't say.
You can't say?
It's pretty inappropriate.
Are you watching the new Sunday night cartoon?
Bless the Hearts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Drew Tarver's in there. He's got a very funny part in it. It hasn't caught me yet.
Yeah, it takes a little while to build up the kind of trust that Family Guy's earned over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. It hasn't fully caught me yet, but it is definitely, like, gonna get there. There were some good jokes in it.
You can feel it sneaking up on
you. I can feel it sneaking up on me. I can feel it crawling right up my damn calf muscle.
Well, Hayes is friends with Ike.
Yep.
Head is straight from my ass. Mm-hmm. Ike Barinholtz? Mm-hmm. I'm also friends with Ike Barinholtz.
What, you're in a freaking, like, text thread with him?
No, I'm not. I'm not that good of friends.
Mm. Okay.
His brother, John, sold me my other
brother
car.
Brother John. Sold you your car?
Yeah. Mm. It was his.
Carl, I can't believe you can't say something that was on, like, a huge network.
Brian starts
on
to
Sunday
date,
night.
Brian starts to date Ida, who is Quagmire's trans mom.
Oh boy.
And
okay. Oh, I don't know.
But he's still like ashamed of it. And he I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to sound like I was laughing.
It's uncomfortable a little bit.
But that was just one scene that was really stupid because she was like, why do you take me so far away? And they was like, well, that last place we went just had a really great view and they were in a spaceship together. And then another spaceship passes by and that astronaut from like Russia is also dating a trans woman and they both push them out of the way and like wave at each other. And it's just like, this is so fucking stupid and mean. Like,
wow.
Well, that's Family Guy though.
Okay, Andy, what's another one of your big crazy ideas?
If you score enough points, you get to wear Heelys and you get to cruise around and be faster than everyone else.
During the game or just in your own time?
Yeah, after in the locker room.
In the locker room, you get, instead of getting a game ball, you would get locker room Heelys. Mm-hmm. And you would get to roll into the shower.
First into the shower.
The tough thing is, the reporters would never be able to interview the best player in the game.
Yeah.
You would never be able to
catch them.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless they get really good at like skating or something, they can catch up.
If once the game goes into Heely mode, I think just to sort of make things even, is the floor should tilt just slightly.
And towards the basket of the of the team.
I'm not sure towards which basket, but it would be which. Then the person in Heelys would have to stay on that side just because of like physics for the rest of the game.
Or crawl on their belly like a snake.
Maybe it could be a super monkey ball situation and someone could control the tilt to move everyone around.
Okay. Sounds like he has a pitch for who that someone is.
Somebody was really good at the GameCube game. Could really get the players where they need to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem.
Well, see, but this is why this is a why you don't always
then
say controversial
be,
stuff.
Then it would
because
be tilting
people,
on every axis. You want to build a.
It's like, just my opinion. I'm just saying.
Is it know. Almost? Are you almost doing sort of a Marble Madness type thing?
Yeah. Where
you're steering them.
Almost.
Through a course.
Yeah. Pretty close to that, but with like a monkey in the marble.
Okay.
You guys remember
I just
that
know
game?
Marble Madness.
I think it's pretty close.
Okay. Sounds good.
Wouldn't it be cool if, I mean, it's bad that the Dodgers lost, but like if Max Scherzer won a World Series.
I don't give a flying fuck about Max Scherzer.
He's so good. And he has like husky eyes.
I'm rooting for the Cards.
Are you sure, sir?
Rooting for the Cards.
And Andy and Mr. Bart the cat have gotten very cozy tonight.
Bart's really cuddly, but earlier he really like went nuts on my belly, which is very sensitive, and he
scratched you up.
You have an especially sensitive belly, is that right? Yeah. The skin is very
it's
thin.
It's translucent.
It doesn't get a lot of air or sun.
You wanted to be able to see your organs better, and so you would just sort of scrape away at it until the skin was thin enough for you to check in. This is the kind of stuff he talks about before the mics go on.
And now we're doing the show. He's like,
He's like, yeah, sure. It's like, no, man, you explained all of this to me. It's like, you showed me a series of photos.
When's our first game? Let's get ready. Let's like
start. Are we going to Melbourne on Sunday? Me and Sean are going.
Oh, that's this Sunday.
Yeah, I'm a roll. I'm
probably not going to go to the preseason games. Wait. And my ticket is available to someone who wants it for the preseason games because I don't think right now my schedule will allow it.
This Sunday is the open practice?
This Tuesday is open practice. I'm going to that.
I'm going to
that too, so we can roll.
What's out on Sunday? Preseason game?
Preseason game against Melbourne United.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I am going to miss that one.
All right, well.
You and Sean are going?
Yeah, he said he was going to go.
Okay.
We need a better name for Sean.
We do have to figure
out. We can call him Disc Dog. Disc Dog.
Mm-hmm. Disc Jockey.
Disc Jockey.
Is it like, does anyone call him anything other than Sean?
We can't call him Disc Jockey. Let's call him Disc Tons
Andy?
Of Fun.
Does he become Andy?
Yeah, let's call him Andy.
Andy would work for me.
Andy Distant.
No, maybe it's easier to change my name. Flagrant Frank, something like that.
If you became Frank, it would be much easier for you to then be Flagrant Frank.
Yeah.
When is our first like actual regular season game?
That I'm not sure about the answer to. Michael, my Clippers rep, called me again today.
He keeps calling me too.
He ain't called me back.
He always wants to talk.
And he's always like, "You want tickets?" And it's like, "No, I already have tickets."
Oh, is he doing that?
Well, he's like, he doesn't know that I'm on your plan. So he's like, just seeing if you want any tickets this year. It's like, no, I already have all the tickets I need. Thank you.
Me being like, would you be interested in like a premium box for like $100,000 or something? I was like, I should read the email actually. It's kind of funny. I don't need to say the person's name, but the way, here we go.
You already did say his name.
No, this was not from Michael. This is from someone else.
Okay.
But there is a very funny way for it to, that it ends. Oh, yeah. So basically it's like, with the basketball, hockey, and concert seasons just weeks away, wanted to be sure that you were taken care of.
Oh, yeah. Concert season is coming up.
I know.
Taylor Swift got more banners than the Clippers.
Staples Center is going to be buzzing this
Who
year.
Who is that?
This homeless lady that was standing outside a Clipper game that was filming us with her burner phone. She was like, clip clop, flip flop, flip flop. Taylor Swift got more banners than the Clippers. And it's like, lady, go somewhere else.
So our premium club seats start at $21,500 per seat.
Well, let's get four of those.
Our private suites start at $105,000 for a partial plan, $450,000 for a full share.
Well, let's just get four of those.
Would you be open to meeting with me or setting up a call to see if any of our membership programs could make sense for you / your company? And then this is my favorite part. At the very least, it never hurts to have a direct contact here with AEG and the Staples Center. I guess that would be pretty juicy if I had a direct contact with this person who just fucking cold emailed me.
And that's a luxury box for every event.
I believe so. Yeah. The $105,000 is for the partial plan.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So what does that mean for like concerts?
I don't know.
Wow. Do they do like an A and B like package thing for like the concerts?
I don't know. But for $450,000, you can get one of those premium boxes, I guess, for everything that
everything
happens at
Staples. Everything that ever has happened.
And it's almost Staples concert season.
Yeah.
Concert season is really close.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift got more banners than the Clippers.
She does, yeah. She's got a great new song, and I'm loving her new single. With her new song, Lover, Taylor Swift is officially back in my eyes.
Andy, is there any breaking news this week?
I have a funny observation about the song.
Okay.
So the first line of the song, if you haven't heard it, she goes, here's the first line. She goes, we can leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our house. We make the rules. So it's like Taylor Swift is so fucking type A that the insane, crazy thing that she's allowed to do only with her only with her lover, whom they can make the rules, is that they leave the Christmas lights up for 1 week past Christmas. It's just like, holy shit. Wow. We're going nuts. We'll leave them up until January. We're so bad. We're being so bad.
Well, it's bad luck to leave your Christmas decorations up after January 1st. You're supposed to have everything down by December 31st.
By New Year, everything comes down.
Everything's got to come down. Mm. And then you got to put your pot of black eyed peas on.
That's the New Year's peas.
Yeah. Because black eyed peas are good luck. Mm. You got to put your black eyed peas on.
I'll say.
And then you, and then
put them in a slow
cooker. I got a
strikes
feeling.
Midnight, you kiss the peas.
No, you don't kiss the peas.
Well, with you, that's how you eat. You have to kiss everything you eat.
Black eyed peas are
in
good
a way.
Luck. I'll
no,
say.
That's the meal you eat on January 1st.
You eat the peas.
You eat the peas on January 1st. But your Christmas decorations.
Not at the strike of midnight.
No. Okay. Your Christmas decorations have to come. They are part of the dinner. They're part of New Year's dinner.
The decorations?
The Christmas decorations have to come down by December 31st.
Okay.
And then once you take them down, even though you may be exhausted,
eat them
it's
for dinner.
Time to start eating those for December 31st dinner. Because it's usually like stale cookies, popcorn, Kix.
Mm, yes.
Kix. Remember Kix?
So are you saying that this is not a funny observation I had about Taylor's song?
It's a hilarious observation because she's about to have bad luck. Because baby, now we got bad luck.
Yes.
Because she left them up till January.
Andy, is there any breaking news?
I mean, there. We covered a lot of the controversial Hong Kong stuff.
Thanks. Very helpful.
There also are new NBA uniforms that have been announced, and I have a big list of them.
Okay. Show us some of them.
No, read us the list. Phoenix Suns.
It's true, yeah. They're right at the top. Their jerseys are orange this year.
Okay, they have been orange. I remember at least one
other
year.
Not like this.
This is like really orange.
Okay, so describe it in like real detail.
It's like a really vibrant orange.
What else is that color? An orange?
Yeah, I guess probably was the main thing I'm thinking of. I guess maybe the sun is a similar color.
No, the sun doesn't really look like that.
There's like, and there's some purple trim, and then of course there's the logo, which is a basketball that looks like a shooting star. Mm.
Can I see it?
No, just kidding. Yeah, check it out.
Don't even.
Purple trim.
Not even as a joke.
Hayes, do you want to hear this joke?
Yes.
Purple trim. Well, sounds like what James T. Kirk was pulling down.
Hey! I think that's an okay joke to make.
Is
they're sponsored
okay?
by PayPal this year. That could mean huge money for them.
Just that's unlimited money.
That's
PayPal
huge.
Could just like give
yes,
it to
just be giving them more and more money. Weirdly, the PayPal logo is just slightly higher than the Nike logo in a way that is gives me OCD.
I'm obsessed with symmetry.
That's nice. They're honoring the 7 seconds or less era.
So much so that it's the only style of Otterbox case I'll put on my phone.
Can you name one player who was ever on the Phoenix Suns?
No.
Okay.
Come on. Yes, you can. Yeah. Come on, Andy. I believe in you. I wrote a damn song about you.
Name a Phoenix Sun and we can all go home.
It says Ayton on the jersey.
Oh, yeah, you're right. DeAndre Ayton. I knew his full name, though, didn't I?
That's cool.
We got Obama, we got D.A., I got a few.
Let me see another jersey. Describe another jersey to me.
Golden State Warriors tweeted fresh threads, and it is a video. I'm looking, I'm waiting for them to show. Oh, okay, they look pretty much what I remembered in terms of the jersey.
Okay.
I'm talking a lot this episode.
Carl, do you want to hear?
But
yeah, not nearly as much
way.
As you do.
No, I know.
Carl, do
but
you
that's why I don't talk on air.
Do you want to hear what you missed? And you can tell me if you know the song that I did for Joe Mandy, and I'll just sing you just two lines of the chorus so you can get a sense of what it was.
Yeah, feed it to me, Daddy.
It went, even though he kind of let me down, I ain't never given up on towns. Because after all, the kid's not even 25. It's time to begin buying in. Despite Andrew Wiggins, Butler, and Tibbs.
Yeah, You remember it. Did you go back and listen to it this week?
Maybe. Oh, the day it came out.
Okay.
That was, I want to be with you everywhere.
No.
I'm just kidding. I know what it is. I'm just joshing.
I'm Imagine Dragons in.
Yes. I like Imagine Dragons.
That's their best song.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you don't like Radioactive?
I do get hyped to Radioactive.
Radioactive is hard.
I like it if I'm about to go into the cage to fight for my...
Your family.
Fight for my family, yeah.
Okay. Andy, any other breaking news? Any other jerseys you want to describe? You didn't describe the Golden State one at all.
I don't
want
to describe any of them.
You just said it was close to what you remembered, which we have no reference point for.
It's yeah. just got the classic, like, there's the bridge, and it says... like the city and stuff on it.
Okay, that is kind of what I remembered.
Yeah, see.
Yeah. Then the
there's
town
a bunch of different
one.
Styles.
This is slightly different. The neck is a little like fluted.
Oh yeah, that's
like
cool.
a champagne flute. It's almost like you're able to drink the head of the player.
That's like the one where they the say, you know, flute. Like the rumor about the champagne glass. Based on a titty. You guys hear about that?
Bye.